but.
Okay, are you still here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I tried to reach out to the actual company that's supposed to come out to your home, but they didn't answer the phone today. I sent the email over to our home office so they can actually see what actually happened, because they didn't notate the account to actually tell me why no one is coming out. And even when I try to, like, even put you in for a rescheduled date, everything is in yellow where I can't reschedule on my end. So the only thing I had to do was be able to send an email to home office so they can get you rescheduled and see what's actually going on with the account.
No, we don't need to reschedule shit. We need my appliances delivered.
I mean, I don't know where the driver is. I work at a call center. I don't actually deliver.
That's fine. Somebody needs to get in contact with them, have them drop my stuff off.
Okay, I already sent the email over. I mean, that's the only thing I can do on my end. I don't have any, like, other numbers to call out to.
Somebody got some number? Somebody got a number to the owners of the delivery company or something? Somebody got something?
Yeah, I mean, I had a number for the actual company that comes out to your home that's contracted under us. But that number, they're not answering it. With home office, we don't have telephone numbers for them. We just have to, like, send emails over to them. It's not an actual phone number.
All right. We got a problem, man. Because I need my stuff.
I mean, I did my part on my end. I just have to wait on a response.
Don't give me that. Look, don't cut me off. Don't come at me with no attitude.
I didn't come at you with attitude. I just told you the most that I can do on my end is already did.
Right
okay.
Now.
Thank you for calling XPL.
Give me your
supervisor. Have a wonderful day, okay?
Your supervisor